Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, let me tell you what, I am so excited to be on the airwaves right now with you. This is Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Mark Walters out and about with the family doing some stuff and having a day off, and I am so excited to fill in for him as we are wrapping up the week here. It has been a crazy week, and there's so much stuff to talk about that I don't even know where to begin, especially with the Second Amendment. You would think that at some point there would be a time where maybe the Second Amendment issues could maybe slow down, maybe die off a little bit, and it just never happens. It just never happens. So you know what? We're here. We're rocking it. You can always visit Mark at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. Always check him out. And you can find me, Andy Hoosier. I host the morning show on KQAM here in the Wichita, Kansas area. You can find me at kqamradio.com as the station that I do the morning show on each and every day. So it's great to have you along today on a Friday as we begin wrapping up the crazy shenanigans of the week. And I want to start off with, as I was thinking about the Second Amendment issues, and you hear about all the issues throughout the nation right now and the issue at the border, and you hear about the crazy progressive liberal Democrats that are advocating for the repealing of the Electoral College, and you hear about them saying that we should have 16-year-olds voting because they're adults at that point and they should have a freedom of speech issue, which really brings in, you could go so many different directions with it, from the direction of, oh my gosh, there are 16-year-olds that are out and about in high school that are walking out of class for gun violence and gun awareness and school safety and all this other garbage. And how dare the teachers try and stop that from happening because they have the right to freedom of speech. They have the right to advocate to take away those guns. Now, they're not allowed to own a gun, but they should advocate to take away your gun. That doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it does to you, and I'd love to hear from you on that. But to me, that doesn't make any sense. Why would it goes into the freedom of speech issue, First Amendment issue. Do they have the right to speak out? Do they have the right to make their voice heard? And I've taken the case of course, they have constitutional rights. They're a human being, and they're an American citizen. At least most of them are. But the bigger question is, where is that line drawn between when you're seen as an adult and you can do whatever you want to, and when you're still living under the rules of somebody else? As a child, you live under your parents' roof, therefore your parents get to make the rules. And remember when the teenage years come and they begin to rebel and, I hate you, and I'm going to go to my room and do what I want to, and they start throwing these fits, you say, sorry, but you live under my roof, and when you leave, then you can do whatever you want to. Until then, you are not allowed to do whatever you want to, and you still abide by the rules of the home. And the rules are, you know, your curfew's at midnight. You're not allowed to go out and, you know, get crazy drunk, or you're not allowed to bring boys or girls into your bedroom, because those are the rules of the house, and that's what you have to abide by. My rule in my home was I was not allowed to get a tattoo. And I had always wanted a tattoo since high school. I wanted a tattoo so bad, so bad. And my parents told me, they're like, no, we do not like tattoos. You're not allowed to get a tattoo. And as long as you're under my roof, you're not allowed to get a tattoo. And even when you go to college, they held it above my head even there. They said, you can get a tattoo if you're in college. Do what you want to. But if you can afford a tattoo, then you obviously can live on your own without financial assistance from mom and dad. And that's the way they played it. So what did I do? I waited until after I got out of college. And I was working at a radio station, and I ended up getting it through a client that I knew at the radio station. So, ha! Take that! Now I got my tattoo, and I'm happy. And after I got my one that I had always wanted, the design, I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew exactly what I was going to get. I got it. Now I'm itching for more, and I'm going to get some of those eventually. But at some point, I'll have to do that. But that's what the rules of the home are like. So, when it comes to a freedom of expression issue for a teenager, where's that line drawn? You live under the parents' home. Do you get to go out and go do a protest with your friends if your parents are like, that ain't happening? Or do you have free reign because you, by golly, have the First Amendment right to do what you want to, and no one can tell you otherwise? It's kind of an interesting conversation, isn't it? Now, we need to look at this in a few different ways. Number one, why do Democrats and progressives want 16-year-olds to be able to vote? To me, it's relatively simple. I try to get into the mind of the Democrat, which is a very difficult, dangerous, sickening thing to do, but I try. And the reason the Democrats obviously would want them to vote is just like the same way many states are trying to legalize illegal aliens to vote. why they have voter databases that are above what actual registrant people really are, whether it's people that have died and haven't been removed onto voter databases, whether it's people that have moved out of the states or moved out of the area where they haven't been removed out of the voter database. And now we have large areas, and I talked about this a little bit on my show, actually locally, was Judicial Watch came out with a story that said in the 2016 election, presidential election, 1.2 million illegal votes occurred from illegal aliens, from people that were using names of registrants that were dead or had moved out and no longer were there, but those names were being used. They calculated 1.2 million illegal votes that had been cast in 2016. Now, think about that for a second when the Democrats turn around and say, well, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2.5 million votes. All right, well, a million of that was illegal. So I guess you could narrow that down to about a million. Then you look at the illegal aliens that are coming in 2018. Judicial Watch points out that over 900,000 votes were cast illegal from their prediction because of voter databases that were inaccurate because of illegal voting. Both people that are here illegally as an illegal alien or someone who is here as a resident but is not a citizen. You got to remember the one requirement to actually vote, according to the U.S. Constitution, is that you must be a U.S. citizen. So 900,000 votes. Out of that, how many of those maybe help sway the 54% of those vulnerable Republican House seats that ended up swinging to the Democrats in the 2018 midterm elections? Makes you think a little bit, right? So they're seeing some kind of trend here, aren't they? Oh, look at this. There are Democrats that are winning in seats that maybe were vulnerable to Republicans. Oh, look at this. We have 1.2 to 900,000 to whatever of illegal votes that occurred. All we got to do is push that boundary just a little bit more. Let's repeal the Electoral College. We can have a popular vote, and then we can criticize anyone and dismiss anyone who actually says, oh, hey, look at there. There's come some type of voter fraud going on, because we all know voter fraud is absolutely crazy. You can't believe that it's actually happening. It's really a bunch of shenanigans. They're just crazy guys with tinfoil hats. There's really no voter fraud going on, because everybody should be able to vote at any time because they have that God-given right to do so. So let's repeal the Electoral College. Let's not look at the cross-check system and the voter registration system. Let's get 16-year-olds to vote, because we have our hands into the pockets of the young generation. Look at what they're doing. They're activists. They want to change the world. The majority of young generation individuals, every generation, is usually predominantly on the left side of the aisle because they're bleeding hearts. They want to do good. They want to change the world. They want to be the activist. We've gotten under the skin to have the walkouts, children walking out of schools to try and take away your guns because they're concerned and trying to play the victimhood status before they've even been a victim in many cases. They play the victimhood status of, look, there's shootings going on in the school. I'm an innocent little child, and therefore you need to protect me, because how can I protect myself in a school where there's a gun, and that's a very scary thing. So in return, even though I'm not allowed to vote as a 15, 16-year-old walking out of school, even though that I do not have really the true constitutional full extent of the law rights for me to express myself because I'm only 15, 16 years old, I am now going to vote, and I'm going to override the older generation that is experienced, that actually does own firearms, that actually does have the freedom of speech the way it's intended, the way that they do have X, Y, and Z, all the list down of the Bill of Rights and the constitutional rights that you are guaranteed and that you get. I'm now a 16-year-old that doesn't enjoy all those, but now I'm going to have my voice in the system. Then let's take it another step further, shall we? College. Yeah, great place. Living the dream, learning how to drink kegs of beer upside down, doing your great thing. It's a grand old time. There is a class, numerous classes that have been taken or is now being offered in numerous different places. One of them right here in the state of Kansas. This made USA Today in the national news with the Angry White Male Studies. Oh, yes. Angry White Male Studies. According to USA Today, at Kansas University, as they continue on with the liberal arts and sciences titled The Angry White Male Studies, and the state's congressional members, of course, attack this. But the three-credit course examines the rise of angry white male in America and Britain since the 1950s. Not even like way back when, like the revolution time. Oh, those right slave owners. No, the 1950s, the angry white male class, exploring deeper sources of this emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger. Of course, they're going to link it to Donald Trump. Of course, they're going to link it to other types of quote unquote anger. And by the way, let's remember, what group did they say predominantly carries firearms in the country? What group predominantly promotes the Second Amendment? Oh, yeah. It's that angry white male in America that's clinging on to his guns and his Bible. Now, women are like the largest growing demographic in the nation for the firearms and the Second Amendment. And there are obviously other groups and other people that definitely enjoy the Second Amendment. What they lump it in is the angry white male. We have masculinity issues. We have issues with clinging to our guns and our Bible. We need to understand that angry white male. Donald Trump has promoted fascism and Nazism and bigotry and racism and all across the board. And it's fueled by the genetic need to be an angry white male. And oh, by the way, you're carrying firearms because of it as well. I think we should lump that in. What do you say? They brainwashed the young generation and now want them to have a say in that electoral process. That's a very dangerous thing. We'll talk about more of that when we come back. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. What do you say?
Attention gun owners, you are running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and free audiobook. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. Find out more with the USCCA's free audiobook, Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense, and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Just text the word GET to the number 87222 to get yours now. You'll be amazed by these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll be even more shocked when you discover what happened after, because making just one mistake can be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll get a bonus deadly force checklist. That's three life-saving tools 100% free, but it's all gone April 12th. So don't miss out. Text GET, that's G-E-T, to 87222 right now. That's GET to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, almost. Not quite. Mark Walters out for the day. Andy Hoosier filling in, which it's always an honor to do so each and every time I get the opportunity to jump behind the mic here and chat with you, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense audience. So let me remind you, hey, attention gun owners, you're running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and free audiobook. Did I mention that it's free? If you want the truth about really what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. Find out more at USCCA's free audiobook, Shocking True Stories on Self-Defense and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Just text the word GET, that's GET to the number 87222 to get yours now. You'll be amazed by these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll be even more shocked when you discover what happens afterwards, because just making one mistake can be the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Don't do that. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and cannot shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus deadly force checklist. That's three life-saving tools, and it's all, did I mention, 100% free, 90 free, but it's all gone on April 12th, so you got about a week left here. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Text GET, G-E-T, that's G-E-T to 87222 right now. That's GET to 87222. Make sure to get signed up for that. I signed up for that, too, by the way, myself, and I got the email and got the checklist and everything, and it's really interesting stuff for sure. There was actually a case here in the Wichita area that I may get into in a little bit that I just found out about this morning. A guy who there was some road rage that went on, and this guy that he had honked at apparently chased him down and was following him for like 2, 3, 4 miles down the road. They went to a public place where there's cameras outside. The guy got out of his vehicle, went charging towards the other guy. The other guy had a gun, showed it to him, did not point it or anything, showed it to him. The cop showed up, and now they confiscated the firearm, and that's an ongoing investigation. So this happens. The stuff's crazy how easily you can get in trouble just for your right to own and carry a firearm. It's nuts. You would think that it'd be very simple. Hey, here's my firearm. I get to protect myself. I get to secure my right. I get to protect my family. And then somebody stupid does something really dumb, and then you're the one that actually gets in trouble with this. So don't be in that position. It's very easy. Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. I want to go back real quickly to this young generation and the voting age down to 16 and them not being able to carry a firearm. There's an article that says giving teenagers the right to vote is another reason why we should give them the right to own a firearm. And there's an interesting tug there, isn't there? Because some are like, hey, you know what? As long as you know how to handle it, you should be able to own it, and there's no reason why you shouldn't. There are kids that obviously go hunting with their dads and their parents at a very young age. There are many gun shops and there are many gun ranges that allow young children to shoot at a very young age. There was one, I want to say, in Colorado that allowed your four-year-old to shoot an AR-15, an AR rifle, and people lost their minds. They absolutely lost their minds. But if you go to the range and you're teaching them the safety and you teach them the need to use a firearm and how to handle it properly and that it's not a toy, then that's a great tip to have. I just bought a handgun, which I haven't had one in a while because the other family members had it. But since we moved here to Kansas, then I wanted to get another firearm. And we just recently purchased one, and it's beautiful. 45 caliber. It's a beaut. So we have it, and I have my four-year-old daughter. And we sat her down, and even though she's still young, she's still a baby, not quite grasping everything, we told her, we said, this is not a toy. And right now it's pretty much like the Eddie Eagle program. You stay away from it. You do not look at it. You do not play with it. When your friends are here, you do not go near it. And if you see it, and if you go to a friend's house and they have something like this, you go and tell the adult, because that is a no-no. You stay far away from it right now. Okay, Dada. And she goes on about her business. And she stayed away from it. This was a couple of months ago. Hasn't even gotten close to it. Now it's in our room. It's nowhere near where she could have it. It's obviously not kept loaded or anything like that in any way, shape, or form, but she stays away, and it's off her mind, and she knows not to be anywhere near that. That's what we need to teach until we get old enough and she's responsible enough where I think as the parent, keyword here, that she is ready to go out and partake in this experience, to go hunting, to go shooting. Now, the reason we said the key phrase is the parents is because there are obviously some children who are not prepared. There are obviously some children that are prepared at a younger age. There are some that mature just a little bit longer and take a little bit longer to do this. There are parents that are heavily involved in this, and there are some parents that are not heavily involved in it in any way, shape, or form and don't want anything to do with it. What I don't get, and this is what the progressives tend to misunderstand, or at least they don't acknowledge it, or at least they don't know it. Maybe they don't even know it. Is that it's up to the individual responsibility of us living our lives individually. Everybody lives their life differently. Everybody lives their life in a different way, in a different fashion. They eat different foods. They think a different way. They go to work in a different manner. They have different schedules. Their thought process is wildly different each and every day. Everybody has individual needs. Now, please tell me somebody how someone with individual needs and their neighbor very next door to them has completely different individual needs, how you can make blanket decisions as a federal government and say this is going to help the nation at all. Please tell me how that happens, because you can't. And this falls into many categories, by the way. It falls into the Second Amendment and the gun category. This falls into government health care, like socialized medicine, or the states that like to expand Medicaid, and the ones that think, well, we can decide what kind of treatment you're going to and not going to get. It goes into the decision of you as a consumer. And the government saying, well, business, you're going to manufacture a product, but you're going to do it this way, and you're only going to provide these options to the consumer because these are the environmentally sound ones, because AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is extremely proud of these, and therefore these are the ones you're allowed to have. You cannot meet people's needs with blanket decisions, which is why the whole purpose and the intent of the federal government was to be as limited as possible, to be as minuscule as possible, to not have crazy, ridiculous regulations and overburdens on society, and for the individual to have that responsibility to decide what was best for them. If you want a firearm, that's all the power to you. You can own any type of power or firearm that you want to. If you don't want one, all the power to you. But tell me how, again, in full circle, how a 16-year-old is able to make that decision. Some are able to, but is still living under the parents' roof, can they? As someone who's going through a angry white male studies class at Kansas University, can they? Because obviously their mind is warped a little bit. First off, they're thinking all male white males are angry, and all white males are the problem with society, which some actually believe, because they're the progressives and they love the groupthink mentality. Some are going to look at that and say, wow, that's a really dumb class. Can you believe the stupidity that's bleeding out of this university? And you got to remember, this is the same university, and no knock on any KU fans, I apologize. I know there's other universities like this around the country that do the same kind of garbage, but this is the same university that has name tags where you don't put your name on it, but you put the pronoun to which you'd prefer to be referred to as. Oh, yes, I'm not kidding. And when the progressives brainwash the young generation based on government education and K-12 education, when they brainwash them into thinking that it's okay to do a walkout to try and fight gun violence because the guns are the problem, not the idiot people are the problem, and then they go to college and learn that there are more angry white people, I'm sensing they have anger management issues on their own, because this is what leads to members like Antifa. This is what leads to the activist members of the progressives saying that it's justified to harm a Trump supporter because you are by default a Nazi and they have every right to come after you. This is the problem we have, and you want to talk about angry people that do stupid things? Why don't we look on the other side of the aisle trying to take over the rights of other people?
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, we have way too much fun. We really do have way too much fun on the program. Mark always has way too much fun on the program. I love it when he gets all kinds of fired up and gets you rolling for the day and talking about some of these serious, serious issues. I mean, as he mentions numerous times, is that you really cannot have really any other right, any other law, any other protection, any other God-given right of humanity unless you have the right to defend yourself, and you can't do that unless you actually defend the Second Amendment. Here, look how easy it is to make this kind of issue go away and slip away and people forget about what rights they have to defend themselves when you live in places like New Zealand or Australia with the buybacks, with the takeaways, with the stripping of firearms, and people are just like, you can't do anything about that. It just kind of happens. Government kind of got the full-on rule. We are so complacent in today's society, I just don't understand where that mentality came from. If you remember, the revolution was fought over the fact that we were raising taxes on tea by 2%. And we said, that ain't going to fly. Now look and see how many taxes we have across, you know, your individual and property and sales tax and gas tax and registrations and fees and penalties and this, that, and the other. And imagine how complacent we are to allow that and just be like, oh, nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to throw a fit and cry at home and just yell about it for a minute, and then I'll go and do it. No, I can't believe I got to spend so much money to get my hunting license. This is ridiculous. A bunch of crap. Okay, hey, I'm here to go get my license. We're just complacent. What do we do about it? Do we vote anybody else in? I don't know. We have Republicans right now that have blocked President Trump with his agenda. Not the best way to go about that. We have Democrats right now advocating for doing the New Zealand style. Hey, let's start taking away semi-automatic rifles because that's going to stop the shootings in the country, right? Yeah, it's going to shoot and it's going to stop it. But at the same time, here's the conundrum. Here's the conundrum for the Democrats. And if you are a progressive or a left-winger or even just a mod Democrat, whatever, think about this for a second. How can you advocate for the repealing of the Second Amendment and the taking away of semi-automatic rifles if at the same time you're advocating for open borders when we have drugs and human trafficking and guns that are coming into the country illegally? Think about that for a second. So you want illegal guns to come in here because you believe in open borders and the humanity that nobody's illegal, which is obviously a bunch of hooey, but you want believe that mentality. At the same time, you want to take away semi-automatic rifles when there are military-grade weapons coming across our border because they can, because you're allowing them to slip through, because we don't want to look at a crisis at the border. Think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? No, I didn't think so. You can visit Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Again, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me, Andy Hoosier, at kqamradio.com. So there's a story that popped up on a local Fox channel, Fox 13 News. I don't, not even sure where this is out of. Florida is where this is out of. And I'm not familiar, too terribly familiar with the case, but I was reading through this story about Trevor Dooley and a Stand Your Ground defense case. And years after he had been convicted because apparently he went out to yell at some kids for skateboarding where they shouldn't have been skateboarding, a dad came over that had his daughter there and they got into an argument and he pulled a gun out and ended up shooting the guy. They tried to claim self-defense when it wasn't really self-defense because he wasn't on his property, and they didn't really decipher the difference between self-defense and stand your ground laws, and they put him away. This was back in 2010. 2012 was when the court case actually was. It didn't work, and he's been in prison. Now they're relooking at it, and it sounds like they're releasing him and turning it around because of the idea that they're finally petitioning the fact that there is a difference between the stand your ground and the self-defense laws. So I wanted to look at stand your ground because it's such an important issue, and as there's stories now popping up that stand your ground is actually coming back. It's doing a comeback, and there's more states looking at an idea of stand your ground because there's an opportunity for people to defend themselves when they need to. An opportunity that no matter where you may be, you don't just need to be in your home. And I know a lot of states have like the castle law where you can only do the stand your ground if you're actually in your own home and your property. And after that, outside of that, you got to flee. You got to run away. You got to let the cops kind of deal with their thing, because how dare that someone actually try and defend themselves with a firearm. Or if you're in your vehicle and someone has road rage and someone comes after you, or there's someone trying to rob your car or someone trying to talk to you outside and you're like, hey, back up, and they don't want to, you can stand your ground. There are some states that have that as well. In fact, there's a lot of different ways to actually look at the stand your ground laws, where there's 27 states right now that actually have a legit stand your ground law. There are 7 states in the nation that have a stand your ground, quote unquote, practice, where it's in theory it happens, but you know, it's kind of a case by case basis. 11 states have a castle law and 3 states have a car law, whereas 3 states have a duty to retreat law, to where no matter what, in your home, in your car, in public, doesn't matter where you're at, you kind of need to just run away and wait for law enforcement to come in. So I don't know much about this story here with Dooley, but this came out of Fox, the local Fox channel in Florida, and really embraced the idea of the separation between stand your ground and self-defense. And the question is, why, constitutionally, why would this even be an issue? Now, what it sounds like what he was doing wasn't necessarily right. He was an old angry guy that just didn't like a skateboarder, skating a board around the area, went out there to start yelling at him. So he had a beef already. But to pull a firearm on a disagreement with a dad that stepped in and said, hey, wait a second, just back off a little bit, and that type of argument, I don't know the situation, I don't know the details of that, doesn't really matter. And obviously there are some people that love to take things a little bit too far, right? And of course, there's always going to be those that take advantage of things, right? Which means, how do you handle it? Just for example, just the stand your ground law by itself. How do you handle it? You claim that you do a stand your ground law case. There's someone that came after you. You defended yourself. You shot them. End of story. Law enforcement comes in. I don't know. You had a gun. We don't necessarily like a bunch of people having guns because that makes our job a little more complicated. Most law enforcement don't believe that. Most are like, yeah, please. We'd rather come and thank you for saving your own life rather than us having to do an autopsy on you when it's all said and done. At the end of the day, I'm sure most law enforcement are like, yeah, okay, good for you. But there are some that are like, you know, it makes our job a lot more difficult when everybody has firearms because we don't know what actually happened. So either we begin to register the guns or we have more cameras, which violates the whole privacy thing as well again, or we go back to the idea of personal responsibility. And just like we talked about with the young generation, just like we talked about with the children, the personal responsibility comes into play here because there's no law, there is no blanket rule, there is no blanket magical wand that you can wave and you can make everything go and everybody work in unison and everybody understand the same thing and everybody live by the same day. We try, but if that were the case, we wouldn't need law enforcement. No crime would ever happen. If we set rules and everybody just abided by them, everybody just followed them. If we had that, then we wouldn't have a need for law enforcement. There's a purpose for rules and the rule of law, but there is a purpose as well in why even in a evolution society, in a progressive society, in an evolving society that we continue to advance, and the human mind begins to advance and continues to advance. We start off on a playing field and we continue to move forward. The next generation starts at a new point and continues to move forward. The millennial generation gets to a point and begins to move backwards because that's what they do. Regardless of some. I know I'm generalizing. I'm sorry. But the majority of the time, no matter what you put into place, no matter what idea you have to make the universe a better place, there's always going to be that bad. There's always going to be people taking advantage. There's always going to be people doing harm. There's always going to be people that feel like they're the victim, that they have a beef with society, a beef with the world, and that they're going to take it out on somebody else, which is why the one and only way to ever, ever fight it, even if you're one of those guys flipping through the radio right now and just thinking, hey, I don't know, you know, the crazy gun grabbing people. You have to admit that there's a reason that we still feel insecure. There's a reason we still feel cautious in society. There's a reason that we make fun of people eating Tide Pods on Facebook Live or on some type of social media. There's a reason that we look at the generation and say, what are you doing? It's because either they have not been set on the right path, or there's really bad things going on out there that we, no matter what laws we put into place, or the reinforcement of laws, or the rewriting of the law for the third time to reinforce the second and the first law, that you can never get rid of the bad. It always comes down to the individual, which is why stand your ground needs to happen, and hopefully more states begin to push through this, and we can see higher than 27 states actually have stand your ground. Got to take a break. One more break here. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walter. Stay here.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Man, I tell you what, it just keeps getting better and better every single day. Welcome in, Andy Hoosier, filling in for the great Mark Walters as he's taking a day off doing the thing. And he's actually going to be busy next week as he is going to be traveling out here to actually the Wichita area for the Kansas State Rifle Association's annual gathering. Should be a fun time. I know he's talked about it on the show. I've been on the show a few times with him promoting it, talking about it, and looking forward to that finally happening next week. So he'll be actually where we are here in Wichita, Kansas, where the show's happening today. As we wrap up on the show today, looking at the different states and how states are handling Second Amendment issues by state legislation, which is sad in general because you can look at the tear between federal government regulation, state government regulation, duties of the federal government versus duties of the state governments, and the supremacy clause, where they say the federal government really has authority, but that's really not true because the supremacy clause says that the people in charge that actually put the compact of the Constitution in place, which is the states, then supremacy clause by default would mean the states have authority over the federal government, except for these certain specific duties the federal government actually is allotted to do, which I know is a very deep rabbit trail to get down, and I don't want to go down that road. But the point is that there is a few duties the federal government does have, and that is one, to protect the proper rights of the God-given rights, natural rights, however you want to look at it, of the people, which is included in the Bill of Rights. And in that Bill of Rights is that Second Amendment, where you have the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed, period, end of story. No clauses, no amendments, no other adaptations to that, saying the government gets to decide who and who doesn't gets to, and what type of that you get to carry or not carry. It's very cut and dry. Now, states that are trying to ban firearms, that would be a violation of the Constitution. Now, they do it, obviously. Look at Chicago. Look at some of the big cities. Look at some of the big states that do it. But it's good to see when, unfortunately, we have states that have to pass laws to reinforce the Second Amendment and protect it in their state. It's sad because, as we talked about right at the end of the last segment, a law that you have to pass to reinforce a law that's currently on the books, and then people just don't listen to it, so you sign a new law that reinforces the old law to remind you that the old law is still there, so that way you have to actually reinforce it. That's a dumb way to actually operate a system of governance. But states are having to do that, unfortunately, which is why you get like what Kansas tried here with the Second Amendment Protection Act that failed, unfortunately, and fell for a few years ago. And some people got in trouble and the federal government wanted to make an example out of them. Like Missouri that's passing it right now, saying that outside of the Second Amendment, that no other federal laws on firearms is actually going to be recognized in the state of Missouri and that they're going to create their own laws. Now, is it going to be upheld? I hope so, but I can't guarantee it. With this type of chaos, you need protection. You need understanding. You need understanding of the law. You need understanding of where things are in your state and in your community, which is sad because you shouldn't have to, but you do. So you're running out of time, but you can claim your free life-saving guide and your free audiobook if you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, because it happens every single day all over the country all the time. This is the way to do it. Find out more with the USCCA's free audiobook, Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Just text the word GET, that's G-E-T, to the number 87222 to get yours now. You'll be amazed at these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll even be more shocked when you discover what happens after the incident actually occurs, because just one mistake can make the difference between freedom or the jail, and you don't want to see that side of it. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide to audiobooks, you'll know when you can and cannot shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive with the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act right now, you'll also get a bonus deadly force checklist, which means you're getting three super duper awesome items that's 100% free. So don't miss out. It's all gone April 12th. Text GET, that's G-E-T, to the number 87222 right now. Let's get to 87222. There are some states that are going backwards, and the NRA's website reports here from Oregon. The Oregon State Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee, came out with their SB 978, and those individuals living up that area, you're very well familiar with this. But from the bullet points, according to the NRA, here's what this does. Is an omnibus bill for the Second Amendment, essentially, in the state of Oregon. Is it, as we talked about, kind of the ongoing theme this show, is the young children, where it bans the use of firearms from children, whether it's just using a legally purchased firearm to hunt with their parents, to anybody under the age of 21, making it a crime for those young adults to actually purchase a firearm, and can legalize discrimination for firearm dealers to allow them to refuse service to young adults just because they're under 21. Period. End of story. It also severely restricts minors from using firearms for lawful purposes such as hunting. It ends the century-old practice of home manufacturing firearms for lawful personal use. It allows local governments to create gun-free zones in public buildings, colleges, and airports where law-abiding citizens are disarmed and left defenseless against criminals who ignore such arbitrary boundaries. It increases the fee to apply for a concealed carry handgun. What does this do? Let's look a little bit deeper than what the usual, like, oh, this is really dumb, okay, and it's not going to do any good, and it's not going to help. Okay, we get that. Let's go a little bit deeper here. Why would they do this? Why? The question's always why. Why would you do such a crazy, atrocious thing? Because, like the same advocates that want to make the 16-year-olds vote, but do not have the right to actually practice all of their constitutional God-given rights, they want to brainwash them. Let me ask you something. If you're not around or surrounded by something and not familiar with it, are you a little skeptical of it? Are you a little fearful of it? Maybe a little concerned about it? Maybe a culture, maybe a language, maybe a food, maybe a clothing, maybe a song or a type of music. You listen to it and you're like, say, what? Why would anybody want to listen to that? That is absolute garbage. I cannot believe people actually promote this stuff. Why would anybody want to listen to it? And it could be the first time you've heard that genre of music. Yet there are people that obviously listen to it, and there's a reason for it to some degree, except for unless it's like New Age country, in which it's just garbage, in my humble opinion. But I digress. If you've never been around a firearm, ever been around it as a child, not allowed to go hunting with it, not allowed to go to the shooting range, not allowed to see self-defense or be around that, all you see is the shootings that happen on the news. You hear people about crying for the reason to take away firearms. You hear the argument that guns are bad and they're very scary and they're going to assault you like an assault rifle. That thought process instills into the mind of the young, absorbing mind that's like a sponge, oh, guns must be bad. Then you see the ridiculous news stories of the news articles of the guy going to the shooting range saying, oh, my shoulder hurts because he fired a rifle. And he's like, it was so loud and I was delirious and I was disoriented and I couldn't see straight and the flash and the bang and the hurt shoulder. And it was like the worst thing in the world. And I cannot believe it because I'm a total beta male in society and I cannot survive while firing a firearm. Or you get the misinformation where you see Congress on the floor, like putting chainsaws on the front of a gun and be like, ah, check this out. It's really bad. Or you see them saying that they're shooting an assault rifle to a watermelon and it's actually a 12 gauge shotgun because they give you false hashtag fake news and misinformation. This is why the conservative message is so important as a whole, not just the Second Amendment, but the conservatism as a whole needs to start looking at the young generation. Education needs to come back into the hands of the parents and of the conservative mindset, not Common Core, not government-run healthcare, government-run education. And yes, I do mean the K-12 system in just about every state. Conservatism needs to be appealing to more than just the ones who have grown up to understand it by life experiences, by working and understanding your taxes are your money, and it makes it very difficult to go and buy food and buy the things you need when the government takes the majority of it. It needs to appeal to the ones based on emotion. The progressives love the emotional arguments. We have to find a way to bring the emotion to them. Showing the stories of a lost family member, and the ways that they couldn't defend themselves, and then making them think, I have the right to a life. How can I defend myself? Oh, yeah, a gun, and the ways that I can protect myself and my family. That's it for me. I love it, everybody. Have a great weekend. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.